Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. I saw on my statement that I was charged $39. I was just wondering what that was for.
Okay, what's your zip code, please?
93644.
What's your first and last name, please?
Darren Prather.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
P.O. Box 2956, Oakhurst, California.
Okay, thank you for verifying the information, sir. One moment, please. And you said the charge was for $39.99, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like the charge for $39.99, sir, is basically for that smart health planner when you receive that tablet.
I never received the tablet.
Yes, sir. The tablet is basically a sweepstakes entry drawing to possibly win the tablet, sir. So basically, it comes with a smart health planner, sir.
Well, I never ordered that.
Okay. You don't recall doing a survey back in February?
No.
Okay. Could anyone in your household have done it, sir?
What's that?
Could anyone else in your house have done a survey, sir?
A survey? No.
Give me one moment, please. Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. I'm going to have to connect you to the fraud team, sir. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. With that being said, sir, after looking at the notes, sir, you don't remember calling April 25th in counseling, sir, and talking to one of our agents?
Yeah, I remember that, but I didn't order anything.
Okay. So they just counsel you, basically, sir?
What happened?
No.
Who are you talking to?
Operator.
What operator?
So just return the money back to the card.
What?
Give me one moment, please, sir.
I'm trying to get him to put the money back on the fucking card.
And what are they saying?
I don't know. I'm on hold.
Yes, sir. With that being said, I'm going to have to connect you to the fly scene, sir. I want to thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling. Good school. You have a great day.
What?
What?
I'm going to have to connect you to the fraud team, sir.
Fraud. Connect you to fraud.